Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free. 800-259-9231 would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. Then once again, freetalklive.com. We are talking about sex slavery, and I want to get back into that here in a few moments, but it's a new hour, so we can start fresh, and let's go to the phones, because Ryan has been waiting patiently in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, y'all, we're talking about the Farmers Branch Ordinance that was just overturned.
Yes, this is an ordinance that was passed by majority vote in Farmers Branch, Texas, to mandate that all landlords of apartment buildings must check the immigration status of anyone who's looking to rent from them, and it was flipped over in federal court.
Yeah, first thing, I at one point in time, I had a coworker who was on the main committee, I forget what it's called, that was pushing for this ordinance. One thing, he assured me before that they're going to appeal it up and appeal it up until they can't anymore. So that's not the end of it. I know that. Other thing is, it was actually quite hilarious. I only had one conversation with him over it because he's a moron. And first thing... I tried to explain to him, you know, this is unnecessary, because his excuse was welfare. He couldn't comprehend, Mr. Republican here couldn't comprehend the idea of doing away with welfare.
What was his response to your suggestion?
Something along the lines of, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. People need welfare.
Amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it was insane. And this is Mr. Republican here.
Right.
Has he been a Republican for a long time? Is he older, or how old is he?
Yeah, he's an old guy.
So he was around before welfare, essentially?
No, welfare's been around for a long time.
Well, it's gotten much bigger over time, but...
Well, he's not that rational a person, let me tell you why.
Okay.
The next thing I started talking to him about was the fact that this is turning every landlord in that city into a slave to the government, a deputized, unpaid immigration officer.
Yeah, an enforcer. Mm-hmm.
For it, and he couldn't comprehend that either. Then my favorite part came up. I tried to convince him that this is just a racist thing to do. And he said he doesn't care what race these people are, they shouldn't be here, whether they be, and he named off the three biggest minorities in Farmers Branch, Mexicans, Vietnamese, and Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Puerto Ricans are Americans.
Exactly. But he swore he's not a racist, but once all these illegal Puerto Ricans out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This guy's on the committee for this thing, and this group plans to appeal it up as far as they can.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's a downer.
Yeah, we haven't heard the end of it, but it won't. It can't pass. I mean, because we're either going to have Ron Paul or a Democrat in the White House pretty soon.
Yeah, that's
so
true. Very good, Ron.
Even as bad as Ron Paul's position is on immigration, you know he would be against this, and he'd raise hell about it.
I would hope so. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Talking about an issue that ties directly into immigration, and it's a serious issue. It's slavery. Yeah, that's right, slavery. It's still here in America, believe it or not. I mean, there are two very real instances of slavery in America, and we're talking about one of them right now, and that is the slavery that results from people that want to come here so badly that they're willing to do almost anything.
Indentured servitude, I think, is probably better terminology.
Well,
slavery is easier for people to get, but I think it's...
Well, now, Mark, some of them know in advance, but others don't. Others are told they're going to be brought here to get married to somebody,
mm-hmm.
and that, of course, that you know they understand that usually means they're going to be getting citizenship as well, and you know they aren't told all the facts. They don't know what all the rules are and the legalities of being legal in America. They don't know all that. How
right.
could they? Right? We don't even know what all those things are. And so they just believe the line that they're fed by the gangsters. And then once the gangsters get in control of them and they bring them over here, they're completely cut off from their family in the country that they came from. And then, by the way, sex slavery is done all around the world, not just in the United States. I think they said 800,000 people, ABC News reporting that 800,000 people around the world are sold into sex slavery, and we only see a fraction of it here. But nonetheless, there are people being brought here under false pretenses, and then they are beaten into submission. So that's a very real situation, Mark. And But I have to disagree with you. There's two factors to this. It's prostitution being illegal and immigration being being pretty much illegal in America as well. Those are the two major factors that are contributing to sex slavery. Now, you suggested that if, for instance, prostitution were legalized, you're suggesting that there would still be an underground market, that there would still be black market prostitutes, there would still be these sex slaves coming here. And that's certainly a possibility.
Are there legal fruit pickers?
Sure.
Are there illegal fruit pickers?
Yes.
Are the illegal fruit pickers probably driving down the wages to some extent or another of the legal fruit pickers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. That's the point I'm trying to make.
That, I'm agreeing with you, but I think they both need to happen.
That's simply legal. I do absolutely. I'm not. Look, I would never.
You made it sound like it was just one issue.
I really do believe that what you're talking about here really is one issue.
Well, it's
these
not,
people
though.
Are priced so low, so beneath the market that they're the issue of legalizing prostitution so that a bunch of white women can sell themselves for $150 or $200 a go like they do in Nevada does not correlate to what's going on with these illegal.
That's where you're
people.
Wrong. That's where you're wrong, because Wikipedia, according to the article about the Netherlands, where prostitution is legal, and so you're saying legalize immigration, but if you legalize prostitution, that doesn't matter, right?
I'm saying that it's not going to change the fact that these women will still be enslaved in order to do what it is that they're doing, because in the same way that people are enslaved, like this guy that you're talking about, he's enslaved to pick fruit to work mm-hmm. in the field, well... It's not like legalizing fruit picking would have done away with that. He's still being enslaved to do it.
Right.
It's not an issue of legalized prostitution. It's an issue of prohibiting immigration. That's the point I'm trying to make.
That's certainly the primary issue. However, even if immigration were allowed, there would
like fruit picking. Even if prostitution was allowed, like fruit picking is.
No. Even if immigration were allowed fully, mm-hmm. then you would still have a problem with underground. You would still have a problem with sex slaves in the prostitution market. And they have that problem in the Netherlands, as a matter of fact.
I'm sure you do, simply because you would have they probably have the problem in the Netherlands because of their immigration issue, not because of the prostitution issue. Prostitution is legal in the Netherlands. It's the prohibition on immigration that's the problem.
No, that's not mentioned, at least in the story here at Wikipedia. I mean, immigration may be a factor, but I don't think that the sex slaves that are being brought into the Netherlands are being promised that they're going to, get all this freedom and stuff like they are here in America. They're just being brought over by Baltic sort of gangs and, different, and also South American gangs. These gangsters, they know that prostitution's legal in the Netherlands, so what they do is they bring the girls in and then they rent out the spots in the red light district, mm-hmm. and once again, they're coercing these girls into slavery simply because it's profitable, simply because they can make money off of it. And so basically, there are still women that are being enslaved,
right,
even in the legal situation. But of course, it's not a true free market in prostitution. There's there are certain rules and regulations that surround
it. Right, but all that proves to me is that there's a great deal of profit margin in prostitution in the Netherlands, and that there's these people are being enslaved. It doesn't have anything to do with legality or illegality of prostitution. As far as I'm concerned, that's a kidnapping issue.
Yes, that's what it is.
It's
it
a
is
crime.
A
the point that I'm trying to make to you is, I can make the case is they are enslaving men to pick fruit here in the United States, and they're enslaving some women, probably attractive and younger ones, mm-hmm. to be prostitutes. Fruit picking is legal. Prostitution is illegal. Legalizing prostitution will not result in people not being
right,
enslaved.
Right. You have to do both. You have to do both.
I don't think that it would matter. I think the issue is the prohibition, because people who don't want to be prostitutes will come across the border. They will sew clothes. I'm assuming it's women, mm-hmm. so likely they'll sew clothes, they'll clean houses, they'll work in hotels, they'll do whatever they want to do to make money. They'll keep their purity, and I think that prostitution should be legalized, Ian.
Okay, good.
But that's not the problem. But I'm saying you are misanalyzing this. That's all.
1-800-259-9231. If you've got comments on this situation, I think they're both critical. I think they both need to be done. People need to, prostitution needs to be legalized, and immigration needs to be legalized as well. There needs to be no hoops to jump through. You just need to be able to come here. And Toby, I'd like to hear what you think about all this.
Taking it all in.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. If you're still, you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. That does include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free. freetalklive.com. Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. So we're talking about prostitution and legalizing prostitution and making it so immigration is a not a arduous process that people want to avoid, but making it so people can cross borders freely, at least in a so-called free America.
Not just want to avoid, but it's so expensive that it's prohibitive to the very poor.
Right. Now,
the people that we that have built this country, the very poor people built this country.
It's true. Now, we were talking about sex slavery in regards to all this, and let me see if I can summarize your position here, Mark. You're saying that sex slavery will go away, or pretty much go away, if immigration is something that people can just do. They can just come in and immigrate.
The specific incident incident that you were talking about, where they take immigrants, they prefer to them the dream of living in America in exchange for getting them across the border, whatever, you know, working for them in whatever fashion. And then once they get them here, they have taken them out of the environment. The immigrant knows that they have nowhere to run. The lady can't run to the police and say, "Help me, I'm being used as a sex slave," because
right.
she believes that, you know, she doesn't know. She knows that the Mexican prison system is terrible and people die in it. So she doesn't know what it's going to be like, and she's scared to death. She has no place to run,
sure.
so she's essentially enslaved. I believe that the problem is our immigration laws as far as in this specific instance.
Right, that specific instance, but that doesn't necessarily mean they won't just kidnap women and bring them to be sex slaves. I mean, you're talking about the instance where they tell them about how great America is and how they can become a citizen, and they lie to them.
Right.
That doesn't address the instance of just kidnapping people.
I'm just saying it's a heck of a lot easier to get women who come to you and say,
oh, sure.
to meet you there, and they basically go willingly to wherever it is that you wish
right.
to incarcerate them.
And then you have something over their head that if they say anything to anyone. Well, there is something very bad is going
There's
to
no
happen.
Doubt about it. It would be more difficult for them to get to have to kidnap all their
and,
sex slaves.
And at that point, imprison them. Because these women aren't imprisoned in
Well, they pretty much are.
They are imprisoned, but they aren't imprisoned in such a secure fashion simply because they don't have any place to run to. Many of them
According
won't
to
run.
The ABC News story, they are under constant watch.
How can you be under constant watch as a prostitute? I personally am not going to allow someone to watch me. And
you're not a woman. You're not a woman who's been beaten into submission either.
But I may very well be paying to be with one. Do you understand what I'm saying? People want a certain level of privacy when they're having sex. These are prostitutes, and it's
unlikely. Are you saying their clients are going to come to their rescue?
Yes, absolutely. I would think that some clients would come to their rescue.
It's possible.
It's likely.
The clients are doing business with a gang too, which means
they don't necessarily know that they're doing business with a gang.
I understand that. They might find out the hard way though. Anyway, so you and I agree that removing the restrictions to immigration is a major step towards a solution here. However, I'd like to also advocate that legalizing prostitution being another important step here. And
I'm for legalizing prostitution. I simply don't believe that it specific instance it has anything to do with
now
it,
any I'm
more
going to
than
explain
legalizing
why.
Marijuana.
Now will. I'm going to explain why. Okay, you've made your assertions,
okay,
and I'm going to explain why. I talked about the Wikipedia article on the Netherlands, where prostitution is somewhat legal.
Mm-hmm.
It's legal in certain areas, like red light districts. They can do their deals there.
With all the licenses and paperwork?
I don't know what sort of paperwork is involved. I don't know if there's much at all, but there's only certain areas that can be done. And only certain types of prostitution that are available. So it's not truly a free market in prostitution. And unfortunately, even in the Netherlands, there are still apparently gangsters that are trafficking sex slaves in here, and they're forcing them to work, forcing them to stand in these windows. So I mean that's pretty shocking that you could have sex slaves advertised openly. Basically, of course, the customers don't know that they're slaves. They're under constant threat. They're not allowed, obviously, to tell their customers such things. And I'm sure it's a little bit less shifty than what's going on here in America because the entire industry is illegal. But my solution here is full legalization of the business. In that, in the Netherlands, the prostitutes, they have to rent these rooms in the red light district from whoever owns those buildings in that particular district. You know, there's this limited supply of space where they can do their business from. And as a result of that, the prices have dropped. I'd like to point that out, Mark, because you said earlier in the show that you said the prices would be like $100 to $200 for sex.
They are in Nevada.
Right, and that's not fair to point out Nevada because it's an isolated sort of location. Where
it's a darn big state.
There are a lot of regulations,
and a lot of people go there for conventions and that kind of thing.
Right. There are a lot of regulations in Nevada. Also, because it's the only place where prostitutes can work for legally, it attracts the cream of the crop. It attracts the best of the best, the best looking ladies, that sort of thing.
Some would argue that
sort of brings the prices up. And in the Netherlands, you're looking at paying $50. So, I mean, it's lower than what you thought it would be, and that's still in a not free market. I'm talking about a free market in prostitution where all sorts of different services are available from your standard brothel to in-call to out-call girls. A variety of competing services to bring down prices would help drive the criminals out of the market. Also, self-regulation would drive criminals out of the marketplace as well, because the girls, the clients would want to make sure their girls are safe.
Right. Well, you would get better service from a woman who wanted to be doing prostitution than you would from a woman who didn't.
Right.
It's the same argument that the gangs aren't in the car sales business. There's a big margin on cars,
mm-hmm.
Both new and used. They're not in the home building industry. There's a huge segment of profit on as far as the home as building homes. So they're not in these particular industries.
Well, there's chop shops out there.
Because it's because of prohibition. Right. It's against the law. It's prohibited to steal cars. Now, I'm not saying...
We don't want to legalize that.
I don't want to, but what I'm saying is there's still a prohibition.
Okay.
And that's where they could,
right.
That's where they're going to make their money.
And chop shops, by definition, chop up the cars into pieces, and they don't sell, brand new vehicles.
Of course.
Chop shops. So, once again, the free marketplace would hopefully develop sort of protections within itself for the girls, as far as, there are going to be testing, there's going to be sexually transmitted disease testing in order to reassure the clients that these girls are indeed clean. And, of course, respectable businesses are going to be springing up everywhere that will be offering girls on a consistent basis. And, I mean, they're going to be run by people who live in the community, obviously not run by gangsters. If gangsters are still importing sex slaves, they'll still have to be operating under the table, so to speak. They're not going to be able to open up a storefront in a truly free market environment, unlike this red light district situation in Amsterdam, where you've got, this one location where anybody can go and just sort of, stand in a window if they pay the owner of the house, basically, in order to do that. Having that extra free market, I think, will go a long way towards preventing that sex slavery. I'd like to hear what you think. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skin, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring us whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site completely free, including the bulletin board system. Over 225,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting, all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to nevergetbusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. That's nevergetbusted.com. Still, just, I don't know if, Mark, you had any more comments, or Toby, on the prostitution slash immigration.
I'll let Toby jump in a second. What my concern was is that there are mob members that are bringing prostitutes into Amsterdam, and to, you know, they're kidnapping girls worldwide, mostly in the Baltic states, you said, to bring them in to, you know, do prostitution in a place that is legal. It's not prohibited, and it's legal, and that scares me, the idea of legalizing prostitution, because demand will go up for prostitution in the United States because of, A, people who aren't, you know, scared to go see a prostitute now for either reasons of legality, getting caught, you know, getting a disease, whatever, and, B, for a certain amount of people that will, you know, participate in, you know, prostitution tourism. Well, Amsterdam has, you know, its problems, I would say, are because it's so small, and it's the only place where both most types of drugs and prostitution are not prohibited in Europe. So you get this huge concentration from the United States, Canada, Western Europe, of people going for, you know, vice tourism to Amsterdam. It's a huge the demand is just artificially shot through the roof. If prostitution was legal all throughout Europe, and this was spread over, you know, even a larger country. Pick
right.
France. You know, the United States, significantly larger. Canada, if you pick any place that isn't just so concentrated.
And then you concentrate it extra right. in certain red light districts.
And this is really only happening in Amsterdam.
Then you have to sell licenses, according
it's not
to
happening
the
in the,
Wikipedia.
Is it Denmark? Gosh, I'm so bad with those.
Norway is, or no. What's your question?
Amsterdam is in Denmark, right?
Yes. Okay. Amsterdam is Denmark, I think. Or
no, Amsterdam's a city.
We've had this confusion before.
I'm really bad at this one. Holland, Denmark, Dutch.
Holland
I'm
is
not sure.
Amsterdam, right?
I don't know.
The Netherlands. It's all in the Netherlands.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
There's a place over there called Amsterdam. We know that much.
Geography yes. major.
There is, in fact, a city where these things are not. And then most of the country.
We went to government school.
Too, but the size of those cities just isn't nearly as large as
yeah.
Amsterdam. So
you're saying if all of the other European countries or all the world went to legal prostitution, the demand would essentially flatten out. Basically, it wouldn't all be concentrated in one place, and so therefore the marketplace could better respond to said demand. And of course, if there weren't these districts where people were forced to do business if they want to be prostitutes, then it'd be more spread out. There'd be more opportunities. There'd be a wider variety of different prostitution options, perhaps available. Is that pretty much where you're coming from?
I it's basically the problem is the concentration of the amount of people that want those services and the very, very, very few places where they would be allowed. This is what my concern is with say we decided for whatever reason libertarians took over Keene, New Hampshire, and we managed to make it so that all illicit substances were legal. I think we would have a very big problem simply by the concentration of people that would come here for those illicit substances. You know, whether they'd be crack tourists, there'd be heroin tourists, there'd be hooker tourists, there'd be every kind of illicit substance and activity that you can imagine. Those people would want to come here for that.
Well,
I don't think that your marijuana tourists are a problem.
Right, and you're looking at the black market, which is very complicated, and there's all different factions of it, whether it be the drug black market or the prostitution black market or immigration black market, and they're all coming together and clashing, and I think that they all are intertwined with each other. We
yeah.
say if we got rid of prostitution, would that help the sex slavery? Well, maybe, but it's intertwined with the immigration black market. So
and the drugs black
market.
And the
drug
black market.
That's
a good point, because these gangs are making money from different areas of prohibition. So if they, prostitution is legalized but drugs aren't legalized, the gangs are still making a lot of money on the drug end, and they can still, make a little bit off
right.
of whatever sex slavery they can still sell. But if they can't make any money on drugs anymore, and they can't make any money on gambling, and all they've got left is the very few sex slaves they could possibly do business with, that may not be enough to sustain the infrastructure of the gang.
And these people aren't going out and selling drugs and stuff because they think drugs are good and people should have them. They're doing it to make money. So they're going
right.
to do business in whatever is illegal, whether
it's
it
true.
Be drugs or prostitution or whatever. So really, I think what we need to do is look at prohibition in general, of all things that don't hurt people, victimless crimes and vice crimes, I think what we need to do is start working towards eliminating all black market
activity. Absolutely. And Mark, I don't know if I'm as scared as you are about the prospect
you could really care less.
Of legal
society
drugs.
Society could crumble around you as long as you get to sit in your living room.
Remember, you've got to remember that in the case of these drugs being legalized,
mm-hmm.
you would also hopefully be going back to total private property as well. And so, therefore, if you don't want drug users on your property, you just don't let them come on your property. And so that way they'd be, restricted to certain areas. And
but hold on,
Ian. Use their drugs in those areas.
I'm not talking about Utopia Neverland. I'm talking about what if we got a hold of, one city, one little city,
mm-hmm.
and we legalized everything. Everything is prohibited in that particular city.
Awesome.
I'm using this city as an example.
The economic growth would be tremendous.
The economic growth over time would be tremendous, but I really believe that what you would be dealing with in the interim is a bunch of people that don't know how to hold their illicit substances. I mean, in Amsterdam, they have
a little puke.
With homeless people, people wandering around neighborhoods, there's these completely irresponsible people around.
Well,
I don't
we need private
have to
property.
Deal with them.
If there's private property, then homeless people have a problem.
Wait. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But you have there's a certain level of responsibility with private property. I get tired of the 100th person puking on my doorstep, and I go out and shoot him. Okay? Now, it's all fun and games, but I've finally gotten sick and tired of stepping in puke every morning as I walk out my door and I smoke the guy who's lying there or whatever because I'm just sick of it. Mm-hmm. And that's going to happen. It really is. Something like that's going to occur. Let's look at alcohol for an example. Alcohol is legal. Those people cause all kinds of problems. Bar fights, they break things, they fall asleep in people's property. You know, people don't, in this town right here, all kinds of people get called, the cops called on them simply because they're drunk. Because why? They're college students who are either prohibited from drinking or now just able to drink, and they simply cannot hold their liquor.
That's true. Toby, as the resident former college student.
I can't disagree at all.
So what do you think the solution is? I mean, with all these college students running around, shouldn't we abolish the liquor laws? Shouldn't we, or actually not abolish the liquor laws, but crack down? Shouldn't we?
No, well, I think that reducing the drinking age would actually help out a lot, because what I see is, from my friends, is people are going out, and what they do is what's called pre-gaming, where instead of going out and buying some very expensive beers at the bar for, I don't know, anywhere between $3 and $8 a pop, they are getting drunk cheaply because they're not allowed to go do that. They have to get drunk before they go out, so they have to guzzle a bunch of hard alcohol and then go out, and they're wasted, smashed, and
some of them die. I mean,
exactly.
It probably hasn't happened to you, but alcohol poisoning is very real in the United States, and it does kill people.
Right.
And some of them, you know, when you pregame like this, you're just chugging liquor, 80 proof, 100 proof, 120 proof liquor as quickly as you can. That's not a good way to gauge how much, if you've had enough.
Right. And people are doing this because they know that this is the last they're going to have for the entire evening that they might be out on the town or out at a game or wherever it is that they're going to. They know that they need to get as drunk now because that's what they have for the night.
Here's
if
the way
they're older and the drinking age is 21, 18, they could, or lower.
Say we back the drinking age down 1 year every year. Now, the problem with that is that you're not going to be able to get everybody on your side to do it. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it in one fell swoop. But I say we back the drinking age down 1 year every
week. Lame. 800-259-9231. I say we back it down to zero. You take
today.
Control of the airwaves and bring in whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Martin in Michigan coming up. Your calls about anything.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some Free Talk Live stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat merchandise, including the brand new 2GB Free Talk Live multi-gadget. Only 100 of these are available. Limited edition. It's 2GB MP3 player, voice recorder, flash drive, and FM tuner, and more, all rolled into one neat little device for less than $60. We've got a variety of new clothing, including the brand new Free Talk Live beanie cap, two different styles of hoodies, pullover and zippered style. Also, the Free Talk Live ladies t-shirt, the Free Marketeer t-shirt, the bottle lighter opener, lighter puddle opener combo, all of that, and our older products, store.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about a variety of different things, and now we're going into insane fantasy land with Mark's suggestion that were, for instance, Keene, New Hampshire, or the place where we live, to legalize all drugs, that a bunch of people would come here and they'd become homeless. And because you were using the Netherlands as an example of that, because there are a lot of homeless people there. And Johnson has provided me with a little bit of inside information on the homeless situation in the Netherlands.
Johnson is a bright individual.
Just to summarize it, he gave me quite a bit of it. Just to summarize it, basically, the Netherlands is almost a total welfare state, and the homeless individuals in the Netherlands are almost all of them on welfare.
Mm.
And so, you know, they're actually being paid to be homeless in the Netherlands.
Okay.
And as a result of the welfare state, as you might imagine, there are very, very few community groups, because it's that sort of mentality of, well, the government will take care of them, so why should we bother creating, voluntary charities?
I'll give you that. They're putting out the bowl of cat food
for
the stray cats.
Plus, there's another point, and that is that homelessness is not caused by drug use, but it's caused by illegal drug use, where drug use costs a lot of money, and in a legal market, drug use wouldn't cost like it does today. So
would you dispute people? I didn't say the term homeless, by the way. Would you dispute that there is a big problem in this town due to underage drinking, simply because, you know, there's a lot of college students, there's a concentration of college students in this town because of three colleges and universities in this town, from the numbers that I've been given, and that those people are right at the age where, you know, the prohibition, really, the rubber meets the road as far as the prohibition on alcohol goes, alcohol consumption goes, and that that causes a problem.
Well, that's a lot of also the city of Keene cracking down on where these kids can go. They're not allowed to go to the bar because they're not 21 yet.
Mm-hmm.
They try to go to house parties, but the house parties get busted up. So most of the time they're in the street wandering from one destination to the next.
So once again, a result of law enforcement, a result of the existing laws, is what you're where these problems are stemming from.
Yeah, but there's still a problem with the prohibition of alcohol, you know,
which is why it needs to be removed all at once and allow people to actually make decisions for themselves and not be afraid.
I think you'd see some problems. I think you'd see some lashback simply because you made everything legal all at
once.
We're
just talking about alcohol. We were just talking about alcohol there for a moment.
I know.
Would there be lashback with alcohol going?
I'm saying that to lessen whatever problems there may be, that the way to handle that would be to ratchet back the
why
age
would that
1 year
the
every year.
Why would ending prohibition of alcohol
because
why would
you
that
suddenly
be a
have all these people that are free to do whatever they
they're
want?
They're doing it anyway.
No, they are not.
Oh, please. Come on.
Are you telling me that
high school parties are all over the place? What are you talking about,
what
man?
Are the cops busting people for at parties?
Underage drinking.
Right. You know, that's...
So you're saying that we should continue busting people for underage drinking?
No.
Because that's what's going to go on.
What? When are you talking about?
In your little incremental world, they're going to keep
gonna
busting
certain,
kids for
there's
drinking.
There's going to be a certain amount of it, but you know, the law enforcement officers enforce laws the way that they're writ on the books, and that's what they'll do.
Right. So you get rid of the laws against drinking alcohol, and they don't have those laws to enforce anymore. Where's
the
problem?
This will be the easiest, softest way to put it in play. That's
but
all.
Where's the problem with it? I mean, besides your little political softness, where's the issue with ending the drinking age?
That's where I actually see it, is the political issue. I think that if you ran on a ticket of, I'm going to legalize all drugs, there's no way that anyone is going to vote for you. And that's where I see incrementalism as being an
I'm not talking
step.
About all drugs. I'm talking about drinking. I'm talking about ending the drinking age.
People that can't handle their liquor doing dumb things. That's
they do it already.
No, they can't. They can't just go out and do it. They temper themselves to some extent or another,
either by their
consumption or their location, simply because it's illegal and they know they could go to jail. What happens on people's 21st birthdays? They go out and get S-faced to the point that they cannot stand.
Right, so now what you're going to have with your incremental approach is they're going to go out and get S-faced on their 20th birthday, and they're going to go out and get S-faced on their 19th birthday, and then we're going to have a bunch of kids getting S-faced and puking on people's property.
So that way we'll only have the 20-year-olds doing it 1 year, we'll only have the 19-year-olds doing it another year, we'll only have the 18-year-olds doing it another year, and what I'm saying is instead of having everybody from 15 to 20 getting S-faced all on the same day, and then causing problems for the next 6 months or so, and people saying, look, this is a problem. You have fewer of them doing it over time. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because the laws are really stopping
and
high school kids
from
getting S-faced every weekend.
No, but
give me a break.
The laws are slowing them down, either by location. Look,
crap.
There were laws against me doing LSD when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I did LSD, but I didn't wander around the streets going, oh, wow, look at the colors, dude. Because I knew if I did, I'd go to jail. Okay? It does temper people.
No,
the
you wouldn't go to jail
works.
Unless you had acid on you, because it's not illegal to actually be...
I'd probably have told the cops, oh, I did acid,
not illegal.
Man.
That's not illegal.
Well, they could still take you into the dump.
You don't
bubble.
Think it would take you to jail? It may not get you arrested. It may not get you convicted, but it will definitely get your butt in the county pound.
And with no rights, by the way, because if they're doing it for your protection, you're not under arrest. No,
oh, yeah.
Under
there'd be all kinds of problems.
Let's go to... It is Martin in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Martin, what's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Mark's not making much sense right now, so I'll change the subject a little
okay,
bit.
Good.
Well, it's doom and gloom. The sky is falling, as usual, from him.
Had an opportunity today to sit down with Doug Stanhope for about 45 minutes.
Oh, great. Why?
Well, I do a little internet podcast thing, which I won't plug here, but it's a comedy liberty-based show.
Cool.
Mostly a comedy, but I love to get into the politics with people, so... I brought Doug on to talk about his political run towards president and what happened. He really said some insight on just some of the hoops that he was having to go through with the Federal Elections Commission.
Hmm.
And it was all kinds of stuff. You talked about a little bit, but the big thing was that he was not going to be able to use his comedy appearances to talk politics, which I don't know if you're familiar with his act, but that is his act. He talks politics. And the rules that they were put on him that he said that his team of people couldn't even make sense of, like they wanted to know if he stopped the comedy show and then hung out afterwards and talked about the campaign, if that would be okay. And they came back with, you're not allowed to do it before or after comedy shows, which and he told me.
How long is before, how long is after?
Pretty much it's all of time then
yeah.
at that point. Which what I don't understand is a comedian can't use his job as a comedian to run for office, but why can a president seek re-election using Air Force One and using network time that he can get at any time? And
so
can
he's the president. Because politicians should be in the business of politicianing, not normal people.
That's what it is, and he brought that up, too, that we live in a country where we tell our kids, you know, they could grow up to be president, but that's not actually possible. And it's just the whole thing he got into. You know, we talked a lot about issues and basically no crime unless you can show me a victim, which ties into your whole prostitution thing.
Sure.
Same thing with pot and every other thing, but it's a really good conversation.
Well, all right, so how do people find your podcast? Go ahead and plug it.
FromTheVille.com.
FromTheVille.com?
FromTheVille, V-I-L-L-E.
FromTheVille.
Right, like a city.
So it's a libertarian. It's a libertarian-esque comedy podcast.
It's a comedy, more filth and raunch, and then with the libertarian, every time we do political issues, the libertarian stuff comes out.
Sounds good, man. Hey, thanks for sharing that with us, and I'm sure some of our listeners will head over there. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Nigel in Texas. Nigel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Well, I want to back Toby up on what he said about how college students drink. I'm also a college student, and I can say that, yes, people say, oh, crap, I need to pregame for this and this and this and this, hockey games and all that sort of thing. But I don't do any of the universities and colleges in Keene have fraternities?
Yeah, I was actually in a fraternity, but they've cracked down on those a lot. There were about, I think, 25 of them 10 years ago, and we're down to, by 2008, they're going to whittle it down to 3.
So it's just a place where people go and live, right?
Well,
at a club.
What happens at my school is that the dorms, they crack down really hard on drinking.
Yeah, same here.
So then, you know, people decide, oh, I'm going to go to the frat to drink. Well, but, you know, at a huge frat party, I don't know what yours are like, but at Cornell, there are, you know, 200, 300 people there. Nobody's going to be watching out for you if you've had too much and you start puking or something like that. So
that's very true.
The policy makes it a lot more dangerous, and it's all because they're trying to cover their butt.
Absolutely
well
true.
Said, Nigel.
And fraternities and sororities are sketchy places.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
I understand it sounds a little scary to let people make decisions for themselves, but that is the position that someone who's in favor of freedom should be taking. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.